Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Van Apfel Girls Are Gone by Felicity McLean, read by Kat Gould. Prologue. The ghost turned up in time for breakfast, summoned by the death rattle of cornflakes in their box. She arrived on foot, bare feet, bare-legged and white-knuckled, in a pale cotton nightie that clung to her calves and slipped off one shoulder, as jaunty as a hat. Her hair was damp with sleep sweat, whose wasn't that summer, and stiff strands of it fenced in her 13-year-old face like blinkers strapped to a Colt. By the time we got there, she was already halfway across the cul-de-sac, her unseeing eyes, her stop-me shuffle. They'd taken her as far as that, and she might have made it further too, if it wasn't for the car that sat idling at a 90-degree angle to her path, a right angle made from her wrongs. The driver's elbow pointed accusingly out of the window, and he leaned out and shouted to each neighbour as they arrived on the scene, "She came from nowhere!" as if that was her crime. This girl who appeared from thin air. We came running when we heard shouting. We ran into the street, and that's when we saw her, illuminated against the heat haze, and the headlights that hadn't helped and that weren't needed anyway, now the sun had sat up. "Cordy! It's Cordy Van Apfel!" "Jesus Christ! Is she sleepwalking?"
"Can she hear us? Can she see us, you reckon?"
Then Mr. Van Apfel appeared, stepping forward with his arms outstretched and his palms to the sky.